verse 16. Therefore, he says, pray not thou for this people, neither lift up crying or prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I'll not hear thee. God says, you don't need to pray for these people until they turn. And I believe that today that there are times when you don't need to pray for folks. I went into a hospital to visit a member, and I prayed for a man across the way. He said to me, will you pray for me? Well, I said, I don't know. Are you a Christian? Well, he says, I believe in God. Well, I said, that doesn't make you a Christian. I says, it's to trust Jesus Christ. And I gave him the gospel, and he would not accept it. Now, I said, brother, I want to pray for you, but not like you want me to. You want me to pray that you get well and that you be blessed. I'm going to pray that you get saved. That's the only prayer I can pray for you. We are praying today for too many people to be blessed that ought to be prayed for to get saved. Now, that's the thing that God is saying to Jeremiah. Don't stand there in the temple there and pray for these people. If you're going to pray, pray that come to God. And you're giving them my message. That's the important thing. Say, this gets right down to the nitty-gritty, doesn't it? This is where the rubber meets the road, and this is where the shoes hit the sidewalk, too, by the way. It's not what you do on Sunday today, friends. It's what you do on Monday. I'm not interested in the man that goes to church on Sunday. I want to see him go to work on Monday. That's the place to judge whether he's genuine or not. Verse 23, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I'll be your God. Ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well with you. In other words, he says, I want you to obey me. This business of coming into the temple, it's great. It's wonderful. But when your lives contradict it, and someone has said that some people go to church to eye the clothes, and others to close their eyes. And I'm not sure what that's true in a great many cases today. Not really to worship God. Their lives have not been changed. They still gossip. They still crucify other Christians to their back. Don't mind putting a knife in their back. They still are out yonder in the world. It's very questionable. These people, see, were going right on to the altar of Baal, living the same way. They had no testimony. It's not the testimony you give in church. It's the testimony you give out yonder in the world that counts, friends. Oh, my, this is personal, is it not? Now he says here, verse 26, yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. And Jeremiah didn't have many hands put up in his services. And he didn't have very many people that came forward. He didn't have any. But my friend, God says, you've done the job. You're to give my word. And the important thing is for you and me is not to be able to count noses today or heads. But the important thing is, can we give a report to God that we have given his word and that we tried to back it up? Now, he says, this is the generation of his wrath, verse 29.